Chris Kiefer-Chaffee says she's incredibly proud of the 27 years she spent on the Rutland City Police Department, but...
The misbehavior was definitely going on. Supervisors were aware of what was going on. Some of the supervisors were even involved in the misbehaving.
Yet how misconduct was handled, she says, varied depending on who you were, something she believes hasn't changed much.
And the good old boy club is running rampant at that department.
Kiefer-Chaffee believes former police chief Anthony Bossie, who retired at the end of 2011, should be held accountable for what occurred under his watch. But she believes it was Captain Scott Tucker and Lieutenant Kevin Gino, the second and third in command, who fostered an unhealthy atmosphere of favoritism within the department.
If the two of them collectively received a complaint from an officer or a supervisor that they didn't particularly call their buddy, they would blow that off and, you know, kind of hope it just went away.
But she says their approach was different if a complaint was lodged about someone they did not like.
They would do this, you know, full-blown investigation and have all kinds of data and information and, you know, looking to get people fired simply because they didn't like that person.
Former Rutland City Mayor John Casarino says the favoritism issue was raised a decade ago in a survey conducted at the police department when he was leading the city.
And that was one of the things that came back, that the officers complained about, that there was a lot of favoritism. And it was going to be taken care of. That's what I was told.
But Casarino admits it wasn't, and he too has heard the problems have persisted. Repeated attempts to reach former police chief Anthony Bossie were unsuccessful. Lieutenant Kevin Gino refused to comment for this story, and calls to Captain Scott Tucker were not returned. Police Chief Jim Baker says when he took over as chief in January 2012, he was shocked by the problems he found. But he says the department is taking steps to address them. The chief says Gino and Tucker did have more power and less oversight in executing internal affairs investigations than they should have had, which Baker says is no longer the case.
Since I became chief in January 2012, neither the captain or lieutenant have done anything that would cause me to discipline them. That does not mean that I have not had conversations with them about what my expectations are. And we've had conversations about where they stand in the department and what I need from them inside the department. Some of those conversations have been easier than others.
But former police officer Thomas Fuller, who retired in September amid what he calls another trumped-up internal affairs investigation, says Baker hasn't done enough.
People are afraid to do anything, to speak out, to file grievances, to make complaints.
Fuller served 27 years on the department, but was suspended last December for an apparent scuffle with an acquaintance while on duty at the local hospital. According to internal documents, some witnesses described the altercation as disturbing. Police Chief Baker called for a criminal investigation, but the state attorney general's office determined there was not enough evidence to press charges. As Baker works on repairing the department, allegations of favoritism continue. Top Rutland City Police officials, including Baker, were sued earlier this year by former officer Andrew Todd. Todd alleges he was forced out of his job because of widespread management problems. Todd left the police to become a state trooper just as Baker arrived in 2012. According to the lawsuit, Todd, who was the only African-American on the force, complained several times to supervisors Gino and Tucker about the alleged unethical and racist behavior of two fellow officers. But the suit alleges that because the supervisors and officers in question were good friends, nothing happened, and Todd became the target of retaliation. Because Todd's lawsuit is pending in court, no one from the police department would comment. Rutland Mayor Christopher Louris and David Allaire, president of the Rutland City Board of Aldermen, both say they support Chief Baker and the changes he's making. But Allaire says whether or not those changes occur fast enough or restore the public trust remains to be seen. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.